let's review Proudhon's strategic guidance for our structurally underpinned system of global freedom. System in quotes, not sure I want to use that word associated with freedom, but Proudhon is wooing me here with his notion of the science of society and it based on truth. So let's review his guidance for our structurally underpinned system of global freedom or equality. As all strategists will tell us, we have to know where we're going to get there. And Proudhon has, with the bigness of spirit and heart, love of a prophet, or as he describes himself, of a truth seeker. He has generously done the hard work of analysis to provide it for us, the destination which must be if we are to mutually realize and reinforce our inherent moral nature of love. That destination being structurally reinforced equality and establishment of the science of liberty. Society only exists with equality as its basis. We have to end the system in which the most damaged among us run the world, simply because they're bigger bullies than anyone else. And equality can only exist if structurally underpinned by reason, the unhindered access to all knowledge of all, including knowledge of each other, and the self-development of our thought. Education must follow Proudhon's and Kropotkin's and Alice's and Prince's respect for our master teacher, and Nikola Tesla's most deaf, for our master teacher, the earth, which includes the earth, our bodies, if we trust its need to grow whole and develop its thought. Proudhon and Nikola Tesla together provide the key theoretical and structural guidance to achieving this goal of global freedom based on reason and love united. Reason alone guides us, not opinion. All wills are respected. And I hope the connection between reason and love I've adequately established. I'm sure we'll reinforce it in upcoming shows. But as we followed the analysis of Proudhon, their equivalency was established through his hard work. Nikola Tesla and Proudhon together provide the structural and the theoretical guidance to achieving this goal of global society based on reason and love united. Reason alone guides us, not opinion. All wills are respected, but no one's carries any more weight than anyone else's. Further, and these are going to be quotes from Proudhon, individual possession is no obstacle to extensive cultivation and unity of exploitation. Individual possession is the condition of social life. 5,000 years of property demonstrated. Property is the suicide of society. Possession is a right. Property is against right. Suppress property while maintaining possession. And by this simple modification of the principle, you will revolutionize law, government, economy, and institutions. You will drive evil from the face of the earth. All have an equal right of occupancy on this earth, our grandmother. Property is lost in the common prosperity. I like that phrase. Property is lost in the common prosperity. It is only scarcity that makes us feel that we have to clutch and hoard and say, mine, not yours. Abundance evolutionizes us, allows our true nature to exist. Continuing with Proudhon, the effect of labor is the same for all. Property is lost in the common prosperity. And that first part of it, well, maybe we'll continue thinking about that next week. The effect of labor is the same for all. All human labor is the result of collective force. All property becomes, in consequence, collective and unitary. To speak more exactly, labor destroys property. There is no equality of wages and fortunes on the ground of inequality of capacities. The wages of laborers should be equal. Products bought only by products. The condition of all exchange is equivalence of products, and so profit is impossible and unjust. Observe this elementary principle of economy, and pauperism, luxury, oppression, vice, crime, and hunger will disappear from our midst. Men are associated by the physical and mathematical law of production before they are voluntarily associated by choice. Therefore, equality of conditions is demanded by justice, that is, by strict social law. Free association, liberty, whose sole function is to maintain equality in the means of production, equivalence in exchanges, is the only possible, the only just, the only true form of society.